Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, August 15th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to everyone that is listening. Well, Ed, it's been another good week, a busy week. Nothing eventful, which I guess is a nice thing. I'm very excited to watch my daughter cheer. Trinity, you did a great job. So Friday night, they had the jamboree down at Finley Stadium. Lots of people went a little late, but it was fun. I love that atmosphere. The football doesn't feel much like fall in August, but it was a fun night getting to see all our old friends and watch my daughter start her senior year of cheer for Macaulay and GPS. What a wonderful night. Trin did a great job. How was your week?
Always busy, just as yours and many people that are listening, living a pretty fast-paced life for being almost 64 in 2 weeks. August 27th, I will be 64 years old. I can't believe I'll be calling Medicare Misty before long, working on my Medicare.
At least we have Medicare Misty.
That's right, because she's been on the show two or three times, and it's such... Ask me about any nutrient, and I can probably go for hours on any one thing. Ask me about things like Medicare. I know nothing, zero, zilch. Thank goodness that we have people who will do that, because she's going to help me determine what are my needs, and she doesn't charge. She gets her commission from other sources. So Medicare,
Those are very difficult waters to navigate.
I will tell you.
I've worked for insurance programs and all that. So, yes, I can say from experience, difficult waters. I would need Medicare Misty for sure.
And I do want to make some serious comments on the pandemic, epidemic, whatever we want to call it. But we'll do it in the second segment. I want plenty of time for both of us to discuss things. I know I passed by Trader Joe's yesterday.
Is it open yet?
I saw all the employees. They seem to be certainly training. The store looks packed up with inventory, so it should be opening within 1 to 2 weeks. Again, I have said this twice before on previous shows. I really value the quality ethics of Trader Joe's.
If they're listening, Trader Joe's, if you do really well, which you will, open one in North Shore, please.
The day will come. They will, because this one will be packed out. It is going to definitely hurt Whole Foods business, but competition is the name of the game. I only got better in business when I was facing competition. If I didn't have any competition, I probably would be just treading water is what we would have done. I put a sign up when I bought the building that I'm in now on Lee Highway, and it was an old sign. I redid it and spent $6,000 to put a new plastic facing on it, and it said Be Well, BEWELL. It was an interesting sign, and with sign commissions, you have to turn backflips to put any new signs up, but they will grandfather you in on the old signs. And I really like this kind of logo that we had, because I believe in attempting to be well, BEWELL. The big storm came Monday night, blew that sucker down. It had been standing for 25 years, blew it completely out of the ground. I swear it, there was almost like a mini tornado that hit, but it wasn't. It just was heavy, heavy, heavy winds and rain. So my little Be Well sign is gone.
So it's not just down, it took it away.
It's history. Yeah.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it all broken. And I'm not going to spend another $6,000 to get those facings. And who knows what it would cost to put the thing back up. And sign commissions, once it's gone, I think you have to do another backflips to get it back.
Well, just time for you when you'll come up with something.
Yep, come up with something. And we'll have to, I want to say again, I love Local Goat Restaurant, because they're sourcing 98% of everything from local ingredients. And we also have a new almond apple butter. I meant to bring that to you from an Amish community. And what I want what I like about it, and it's not organic, but the Amish use very, very few chemicals. They will use some, but far less than farmers. In fact, when I looked into the Amish and their use of chemicals, it said that a study was done that the Amish have one of the lowest cancer rates in this country for a group of people. Well, that would not be too surprising with their older lifestyle, the sunshine they get, the grounding of the with the earth, the diet that they always focus on, no processed foods and more whole foods. But this almond apple butter only has 3 grams of sugar per serving. Guarantee you, and I don't know, but if you went to Cracker Barrel and you get their apple butter, it probably has 12 to 16 grams of sugar. This one has only 3 because they just use the apples, but it's absolutely delicious.
Well, let me give a shout out to First Watch again. I've done this before, but you know, excellent food, a lot of good ingredients, and they do have all of that information available if you want it. You can know the amount of sugar, everything. You have to ask for it. They already have the calories on there. You want more detailed? Ask your server. They do have that information. They'll bring you basically a sign that's a huge laminated card with all that information for you, which is great for, you know, diabetics or anybody with a cholesterol disorder or hypertension, because you can pick and choose. And it's surprising. I mean, their artisan toast actually is low carb. Who would have thought? You know, usually I'll just avoid a toast if I'm on a low carb diet, but you get the information and make an informed decision.
Information and informed decision. That's what I'm all talking about. you know, I love talking on any media and platform, but I did a video on a Core 4 subscription. That's what we called it. And the Core 4 is something that I came up with for people who just, they don't want to have to think about what supplement should I take to preserve my health, because I read everything, I get confused, and many people just throw their hands up. Well, we started this Core 4 based on the big picture of looking at blood work, looking at people's stories, watching what happens to health over the past 42 years of my career. And I know there's 4 separate products that I believe every human needs, unless they are really living a primal life of off the ground and eating everything perfectly healthy. And so we now have a Core 4 subscription. So if you go to Nutrition World on Facebook or on the website and type in Core 4, it's a little video I did explaining why this works, how it works, and how easy it is. It costs you about $99 a month. It is always can be canceled immediately, but it makes life easy. And it has to do with the green drink, the right multivitamin, and omega-3s, vitamin D, and magnesium. And I was thinking driving in this morning, what I love about Trader Joe's is also my same ethic. The worst multivitamin that's ever been produced is Centrum. It is literally as hard as a rock, piece of gravel. I don't think some people are even melting it, digesting it within their system. It's so hard, which means it's worthless. Secondly, they use all synthetic ingredients. Well, businesses that have high ethics, or businesses with low ethics, will sell anything if the consumer wants it. That is not the case with Nutrition World nor Trader Joe's. That's one reason I like them, because I don't care how much money I'd make, I'd never sell an inferior product. So we always pick out and vet everything to a point of excellence. So the Core 4 subscription, if you want to make life easy, but and some people are giving it as gifts to their loved ones and just sending it to them and say, here is your one of the keys to your better health and longevity. So Core 4.
And let me know about this. Are the dietary videos on the nutritionw.com still there? Like keto diets, things like that?
Yes. Yeah, we have.
Okay. And good, because I send people there and I haven't looked in a while.
Yeah. Now, the Holistic Navigator has the specific one on keto that is just one particular one. I do have one coming up on the Holistic Navigator. I interviewed this guy named Dr. Circus on hydrogen, breathing it and drinking the hydrogen
water.
I think
we talked about that.
So fascinating. And I have a machine that I bought a year ago, and I finally got it running. So I'm breathing it every morning, and I am seeing how it's going to work.
Isn't there a hydrogenated coffee or hydrogen coffee too?
No, I haven't seen a coffee. We do have water.
Maybe it's just I asked you for that.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
Great idea.
Yeah.
Fantastic idea. And we do have a new employee that I'm really excited about his future. He comes from Texas, and his name is Chris, younger fella, and he and his family had terrible exposure to mold living in Texas, and they had became, you know, very, very sickly, I will use that word. And there's very few answers to the chronic issue of mold within the body, because it involves a lot of lifestyle changes and well, so he went on a journey of a couple years and started actually working for a company called Cellcor that focuses on mold within the body, and also mold of how do you manage it in the house? What do you do
with
it?
It's a full-time job, really.
It is. And it's not an exact science. Well, Chris is now at Nutrition World. He's going to be coaching people with some empowerment information as far as what do we do about it without treating a medical condition.
Now, with one child in Texas, do you know where Chris is from?
No, I do not. I will find out for me. Yes, yes. So I'm welcoming Chris to the big staff of Nutrition World. This number 27 employee. Wow. I can always see that when I do the paychecks.
Well, you're growing because you do a good job.
Well, thank you.
And you put your heart in it.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Green and myself will be sharing some information on the COVID and, you know, empowering people with information. That's where we both come from.
I'll try to hold back a bit more this week.
I love it. No, don't do that. Sprout your wings and fly, brother. We've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And, of course, you know, on the headlines of the news is pretty much the constant thing, but it's kind of reared its head up a little bit more lately with the COVID and Delta variant. What are you seeing, Dr. Green?
So, many sides to this diamond here. Are the numbers going up? Absolutely, yes. And you know, the predominant number of hospitalizations are among unvaccinated. I am not trying to vilify. You know, when they say the unvaccinated on the news, it sounds more like a condemnation, and I'm not. It's more of a designation for me. But as people know, I've said it here, yes, I'm vaccinated. My wife got vaccinated. It was the right choice for me, and frankly, I'm pro-vaccine. I'm very proud of what President Trump did, you know, getting these things ready in 9 months. Great job, President Trump. And, you know, that was a great job. Operation Lightspeed, I think, was it Lightspeed? Warp Speed? Warp Speed, I think it was. Anyway, you know, I am behind the vaccines. A lot of my patients have concerns. I'm also pro-freedom of choice as to whether or not you get it or not. And that's where maybe I'll find myself in conflict with some authorities, is that I think just a universally mandated vaccine order, it may be correct medically with the knowledge we have now, but I think it tramples on people's freedoms where I don't like it, with some exceptions. You know, if you're in the medical field, like, you know, my employer, and by the way, my views are mine and mine alone, not my employer, not CHI, not this radio station, and Ed is the same way, but I still have freedom of speech to say what I think. So I think employers, and I may change my mind down the road, you know, if somebody owns a business and they want to mandate that in their own business, okay, that's their right. If I'm an employee, I have the right to either accept or decline. You know, I can always mm-hmm. go somewhere else. And so I don't have a huge problem with that. Some people do. My thought is, your business, you get to choose. And I think that's, you know, for mask mandates the same way. If a business wants a mask mandate inside their doors, okay, that's their right. If I don't like it, I'll go somewhere else. So there's that freedom issue. And then, yes, the COVID numbers are going up. For the most part, I think we talked about it last week, but out of the 163 million fully vaccinated, the death rate from reinfection with either COVID or Delta is 0.00001. And hospitalization rate is a little over three times of that. So the risk, you know, let's say they markedly protect you from severe illness with reinfection or infection and death. Can you still get sick? Yeah, I mean, you could still be exposed and get sick, but the likelihood of having a severe illness is low. It'd be something mild for the majority of people. Mm-hmm. Unvaccinated? No, that's more dangerous. That's the people heading in the hospital right now for the most part. And then something controversial. I don't think we would have this problem right now if we had not let 1.5 million people across the southern border and then bused and flown them throughout the entire country and seeded this entire great country with new unvaccinated COVID-positive people. That's controversial, I know, to say, but to me, you know, we have created a plandemic, and I don't like it. As a doctor, that is not safe for people. And anyway, I'll look for the hate mail to come in on that one. But, you know, I still think most people should go and get their vaccination if they do not have an absolute contraindication, such as anaphylactic shock. Anyway, your thoughts. That's all I have on my mind. I have a lot on my mind, but that's enough to share for now. Oh, except for one thing. New Irish study on masks in kids. And the study showed for them that they didn't actually protect the children. And this was a medical study, and they did cause harm. People can look it up for themselves. That was an interesting, considering we're looking at all the school reopenings, interesting topic of discussion.
Very interesting. And I do always appreciate your very, very experienced worldly view of this. And, you know, we differ a little bit on the my feeling of confidence with the vaccine is certainly far less than yours for the long haul. But I do want to say I posted on my personal Facebook, not on my business ones. I don't know if you saw it yesterday. And I going to basically read this. I realized many months ago that discussing the virus is dead end in most cases. It's similar to attempting to change someone's religion, political party, or football team. And the only helpful information is offering to other people the most accurate facts that can be found in order to empower them to make their own choices. So what I'm doing is I'm not looking at headlines. I barely look at headlines. I'm looking at the real stats. So I go to the CDC every 2 to 3 days. So here's the latest CDC numbers for Hamilton County through August 11th. And I'm going to update this information every week because I'm saying let's stop believing the fearful headlines in the media. Get to the root of the information. So the percent of hospital beds in Hamilton County being used for the virus over the past 7 days, the percent of hospital beds is 7.83%. The percent of ICU beds used for the virus is 10.74. Well, I don't want to, I feel for any people who are in the hospital with any health disorder, and I certainly do for COVID also. But if you look at the headlines, you would truly believe that they're waiting in the hallways to get into the rooms, and they're simply not. And the chart that shows the death rate since April is flatlined. And all they list on there is if it's under 10, that's what they mark. So it's under 10. They don't say that 0, 1, 2, or 3. So it's very, very low. And I said we are not in a doom loop of despair. We do have work to do, however, and practicing optimal lifestyle habits and embracing nutrition will build the immune system to be ready for any battle and pathogens. Now, if people have a very high risk and they're not willing to do something to help their health, I'm all about the vaccine. I think people weigh risk against benefit, and then they make the wisest choice. And like you and I both agree, people should have a right to make that choice. But I'm going to post these numbers every single week straight from the CDC.
And where are you posting?
Again? On my personal Ed Jones Facebook.
So you can still get censored, you know.
I know.
Okay.
I just have to keep the
business.
Which
I think that's worth the risk. I mean, we're putting stuff here on vitalhealthradio.com, and we could still get censored. I think that's where my problem lies with this administration. I like hearing opposing points of view. I learn. So I want to hear the far left. I want to hear the middle. I want to hear the far right. Conflicting information doesn't bother me. In fact, in science, I think we talked about this last week, fine. If you have two conflicting points of view about something, vaccine, COVID, spread, numbers, research it. Form a hypothesis and look into it, investigate it, or actually do a study like the people in Ireland did. Try to find out what the truth is. Don't just censor everyone's free speech when they don't agree with you. And that is my message to Jen Psaki and this administration. Stop this censorship of free speech. We need to know a lot of the time that they have been censoring, they find out, you know, a few months later, the things they took down were correct. But they're never going to admit that. Mm-hmm. If they'd left it out, it would be a healthy debate over the months, and we would come to a realization of the truth as a nation much more quickly. So that really bothers me. I want to hear all the points of view. And for the most part, I think patients know that now. And when they're coming in, they tell me voluntarily they are staying off of those sites for their news. They're looking at other sources. Anyway, people know that bothers me if they listen here a lot. But I like those stats, and we got to put out some more truthful stats and filled with facts and not fear.
Bingo. And I'm going to list the exact site that people could go to on their own on my next posting so they can look up the CDC themselves.
And even the CDC could make a mistake on their numbers.
Absolutely. And I think that I'm actually being more confident in the CDC's path of presenting information, because this time last year, we were all in a fog, including the CDC, including the World Health Organization, including we were all in panic mode. We didn't know. We know so much more now. Now, we'll say as far as the vaccine, you know, people, I hope you realize it is still only authorized under emergency use only. It's still not approved by the FDA, and the companies are completely protected liability wise. It doesn't matter what negative effects come.
You know, and the conspiracy theories that I get, you know, even on my phone, you know, in about 3 years, I'll be dead from the vaccine. That's what they say. I'll sprout Borg parts like a Star Trek creature and die, or start taking everybody else over. You know, I don't think that's true for a second. But you know, there's so many far-flung points of view. And frankly, I read those too. Why not? It doesn't bother me to read that.
Why not? Why not? If there's any shred of evidence to it, I want to know it. If someone's ranting, no, go the other way. I do say that I used to, like most of us older guys and women, made fun of TikTok. But TikTok, I have learned much good information. I've also laughed, and I've also felt a waste of time, because it's a combination of all kinds
of
things.
I love the videos you send me.
Thank you. Well, there's a guy on there who came, and it was very interesting, and I'm going to pass this along because I want people just to have tidbits of safe information. He said that he had COVID, and he lost his sense of taste and smell, which was the worst part. He said it had gone on for months, and he could not taste food. You know, you don't realize the value of the smells and the taste until you lose it. And he found what fixed him. He tried everything, he said, and nothing worked. But someone had told him that if you'll take coconut oil and first put it in your nasal passages as a semi-protectant to the nasal cavity, and then you go get quality essential oil of peppermint and rosemary. You mix those two together, put them on the end of your finger or Q-tip, and then put that in your nose. He said within, and you have to do it three times a day, he said within 2 days, his complete sense of smell and taste returned.
You know, that's actually medically sound. I think I mentioned this on one of the shows. I learned that about 2 months ago, and there are now several documented and approved therapies with aromatherapy for people who lost their sense of smell and taste.
Yes. Sweet.
And for any doctor listening, all you have to do is refer to an ENT that knows how to do it. So, but there are several different combinations, and that's just one of them.
Wonderful. This, you know, this is what is valuable about not knowing, because when people search, we learn new things we never would have had a clue otherwise. Now, I do believe heavily in buying quality essential oils. Pranarom is the brand we sell. It's prescription in France. I can tell you that if you go to TJ Maxx and Big Lots and you get these $2 oils, they only smell like it, which does not give you any benefits.
And if they're looking for this information, the only place I know it was, I can't remember the speaker, the Continuing Education Company, CEC, and the owner is Walter Enes, E-J-N-E-S, and they could actually, I'm pretty sure, just email him there and he could give them the information.
Wow. I love that. There was a study done that was looking at the in Israel, the majority of people are vaccinated, and but they have a study of like 74,000 people that said those vaccinated and unvaccinated are having the same infection rate. Now, I will know, and I will say flatly, that the people who are vaccinated are going to most likely have far less symptoms.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, it was, and I have the reference to it, but in Israel, where the majority of people have been vaccinated, and they looked at the Pfizer vaccine, those who were vaccinated and unvaccinated had basically the same infection rate. What they're not saying is what was the severity of that.
They're also not saying how they defined infection. Is that a positive test?
Yeah, that was a positive test.
Yeah, so if I am exposed and denature the virus in my nose and you swab me, I will test positive. Mm-hmm. That is not infection. You are not infecting someone else. If they mm-hmm. counted that, that would be an error in the test.
Well,
in
good
the study,
point.
I should say, in the study.
That is very, very good point. Now, there is a government organization called Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, and you can go online to look at it. And it the numbers are scary when you look at the supposed side effects are early on from between day 1 and day 15 of the vaccine. I'm not throwing the vaccine in the garbage. I just want to present information for people who want to learn more, because I can tell you right now, people, you look at these billboards in Chattanooga, vaccines are safe and effective. Nothing is 100% safe and effective. I've had a few people who, if they eat broccoli, they might go to the hospital because they had such gastro effects from broccoli. So don't think anything is 100%. No, it's not.
No man-made thing is.
No man-made thing. If we're going to have 100%, it's going to be because it was in Mother Nature and God, and it was intended for us to have to begin with.
And I've never hidden that I had side effects. When I ran near 104 for 2 days with each of my Pfizer vaccines. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've even told you. I've told just very few people this. But I had pleurisy, really pain with breathing, for mm-hmm. about 3 months after my second one. Mm-hmm. So every time I would go running, it would hurt with every breath. Mm-hmm. And that's when it usually hit me. And then it finally went away, thank the Lord. But was that from the vaccine? Probably, yes. But, you know, I chose to do it, so I didn't really whine too much. I just endured it. But, you know, there can be side effects from the vaccine, and from any vaccine, there's always potential risk because it's a man-made product.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I mean,
and I'm not telling you not to get it, people. I'm still a pro-vaccine person for the most part.
And it would be like me saying every single natural vitamin is safe for every single person and effective. Well, that's BS. That's not true at all. It's for the majority of people, and a few people will not do well. I do want to say that in a big study, or study that I know that you would trust too if you read it, Dr. Green, is the Moderna vaccine did offer stronger protection against Delta, about an 81% protection against Delta, and the Pfizer was down to 42%, which was interesting to me. You know, I'm a huge believer in herd immunity, and I don't believe this vaccine is going to offer us the level that I feel is necessary.
And don't forget the Cleveland Clinic study that a lot of people, I don't know, maybe they didn't read it, maybe they didn't study it, but it showed that natural immunity from having had the infection is superior to vaccination. So
yes.
You would think if someone has had the infection, has natural immunity, then gets the vaccine, they have far superior immunization. I would think that's just an assumption. I haven't seen a study on that one, but Cleveland Clinic did that. Why aren't they talking about that on the news all the time?
Censorship.
Yeah, yes, so yes. If you think about it, if you've got all these, you know, a high percentage vaccinated and another percentage in the U.S. that has actually had the infection, has natural immunity, what actual percentage of the U.S. population therefore has immunity? Because I know a lot of my patients that are choosing not to get the vaccine have already had COVID and survived, and they're doing well, and they're choosing to stick with their natural immunity and healthy lifestyle. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I appreciate that view, and I do totally believe, after all the stories I've heard, that those people who have the more aggressive side effects from the vaccine, most of them, I do believe, already had COVID, so they had an over-response to it because they already had it once, they already had the antibodies, then they put that in there, then the body just kind of goes, wow, what is this again? Hey, guess what? It is time to take a break, Dr. Green. We come back, got a bunch more points to make about all the stuff that we talk about. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I want to make sure we mention the victory run by Vascular Institute. I love Vascular Institute. Dr. Lassar, his wife, all the people over there.
Well, Ed, we are sitting in the Vascular Institute studio.
Bingo.
Dr. Lassar.
Thank you, all of you. Yes, and they are offering a fun run called Victory Run. And what they're doing is raising funds for helping people to prevent amputations. There is so much that can be done. And I've learned what a wealth of information I have learned by being on our show, Dr. Green, because, you know, I kind of live in my own secluded world of holistic nutrition, functional medicine, all of that. Well, I need to step out and listen to the other side. I have learned so much from all the physicians who have been here and the nurse practitioners and such. But Dr. Lassar has been here more than any. And I had no clue the impact of vascular issues and what can be done in a relatively simple manner.
And they are always inventing new procedures, new ways to help. The best thing to do is start early in life, see your provider, have a healthy lifestyle, exercise, you know, not getting diabetes, not having a cholesterol disorder. Those are the best things you can ever do. But it is rampant in the Southeast especially. And we've learned a lot from Dr. Lassar. I mean, if you're just having leg symptoms and don't know what it is, numbness, swelling, pain, whatever it may be, see your medical provider. Let them screen you.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And if if you're not in a place where you financially or you can do it at this moment, know that you can get the basic or any blood work at Nutrition World every Tuesday and last Friday of the month.
And I think basic screening, like vascular screening, I think Dr. Lassar said it was like $20. It was an incredibly low price. Whatever it was not what I expected. Mm-hmm. I will say that, Dr. Lassar, I'm not committing you to $20, but it was more affordable than most radiology centers for an ultrasound.
Absolutely. And he is such a great mechanic to fix it. That's that's the thing. If I ever have any issues.
And they keep hiring good people, too.
Good people. But, you know, if you live long enough, I don't care how many times I go to the gym and how much great food and exercise I do. I mean, the body is, we rent these bodies. We don't have a 1,000-year guarantee on them, and they will wear down. I'm just going to hopefully make
That's just normal, Ed, and I tell my patients, I'm still looking for the little sign on my body. Where is it that says best if used by? I need that date. Still looking, and I hope it's a really long time from now.
Yeah, don't we all? Well, Saturday, September 11th, will be the victory run, so please look on the Vascular Institute or on Vital Health Radio for more information on that.
Does it have their website on there?
It does not on here. But Vascular Institute pops up anytime you put it on.
Yeah, look for Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. You can find them easily.
Real quickly, there have been more sunscreens pulled from the market because of what our industry, I'm not trying to be too braggy about it, but our industry has whined and complained about the potential toxicity of sunscreens because they're very strong chemicals. Then you're putting them on your skin. Then you're baking in the sun. Then you're absorbing it deeply because you're actually kind of crawling in an oven. Which
Hit
is
me
the
with the
sun.
Top ones.
I don't have the name of them because now there's 2,000.
Oh,
2,000 containments. So Nutrition World has always carried the ones that do not have it. I will be honest, they are not as easy to use. They do protect you as well, but they always have zinc oxide most of the time, which makes you look like Casper the Ghost.
Which you put on your nose or something.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
I just wonder where Banana Boat is. It's one of my favorites.
No, I can assure you it's not. It's on the bad list, brother.
Oh.
It's on the bad list.
It sure does smell good, though.
I know. One thing I did post on the Facebook for Vital Health Radio was a good little post on Nature's Seven Helpers for Sleep. And it's a person, Sawyer Jay's his name. I really value his website. And, of course, I've had my issues with sleep. And I know sometimes you do. I think you're a better sleeper than I am, Dr. Green.
But not all the time.
But I go through good, you know, decent periods. I go through some very long-lasting, difficult.
It is frustrating,
evenings.
Is it not?
It is, and the harder you try, the worse it gets because you cannot force the rhythm of sleep. So we encourage things. We try to balance it. We try to come up with a toolkit of help to lessen the sharpness of the edges of insomnia. And I certainly, I've got on NutritionW.com a whole ebook on sleep if you want to read it. But this guy here just basically went through the list of, and one of these was kind of surprising to me, vitamin D. There was a 2018 meta-analysis of vitamin D, and it found that a deficiency of D will significantly raise your risk of sleep disorders. Another miraculous thing of D. And again, since I'm mentioning D, I want to make sure I remind Chattanooga, Nutrition World is giving away free vitamin D to teachers, firemen, and police officers because of my feel for that and immunity.
Say that website again or the doctor that was.
It's called Green Med Info. Green Med Info. It's the, and I just started paying him for this because we now, he has the biggest database of PubMed research revolving around nutrients that is on the internet. Now that Mercola has been forced and censored to take down a lot of his stuff, but even Mercola did not have anything like Green Med Info.
For sleep, you mean?
For everything.
For everything.
This is a total
health. Well, sleep is a huge issue that people come in with.
It is. Now, the one book that was life-changing to me was called The Yoga of Sleep, and I really encourage people. It's kind of out there, but it is the best information on why we don't sleep and how we can get back to it. I encourage you to get it on a audiobook so you can listen to this guy. The listening is very, very easy, and it sinks deeply because his wisdom is very sound. Now, melatonin, of course, is the other thing on here that he listed. Then passion flower, lavender oil, valerian, and cannabis. Cannabis being the regular or the CBD.
You know, that is one. That's one of the last ones, though. Not the cannabis, but the CBDs that are good for sleep. That's one of the last things usually I recommend, just
right.
Because of the
Me
possible
too.
Cross reaction with the mm-hmm. drug screen. But, you know, GABA was not in that list. And that's something that works for me, melatonin, followed by GABA if I wake back up. Some people have trouble falling asleep. That's not my problem. I have problems waking up really way earlier than I wanted, and I'm wide awake. So, you know, GABA works very well for me and for a lot of my patients. But, you know, lavender, I've heard the other ones I don't do.
I don't either because I have my own toolkit that I've already assembled, and GABA is my number one, and I put it next to the bed with water because when you go in the kitchen, turn the lights on, you're just digging a deeper hole of insomnia, and I did it last night. I've had a really good past week where I did not do it, but last night I did take 2 GABA, and it lets my mind get back to restful state.
You know, right. It doesn't really sedate me. It just my mind quits racing. And so does it work for everybody? No, but I think just loosely, it probably works for 60 or 70% of people that I talk to. And that's pretty good odds right there.
Pretty good. And it has zero side effect because your brain should have plenty. And we just actually have a low
yes.
gas tank of GABA. Now, I'd have to do 1,000 milligrams. And I have not seen a bad brand out there. And I do capsules. And what it does is it kind of calms what I call cognitive popcorn. And that's why we can't go back to sleep, because we start overthinking. And rarely do we solve problems after.
I call it the Martha syndrome. Jesus talked to Martha. He goes, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things.
Oh, that's
you
good.
Know, because your mind is just racing about all this stuff that you're worried about and concerned about. We all do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are better at suppressing it than others, though.
Absolutely. I did post a really, I thought, and I'm not bragging, but a pretty darn good it was a few minute video blog on natural ways to manage ADD and ADHD. We did that timely wise because school starting, and you know, there are people who have to do whatever they have to do to make things work. However, I think it should be at the last of their list to use strong drugs and certainly try to find options that are healthier before. Well, the thing I speak about on there is one, and I've just learned this from my 42 years experience, starting the day with a breakfast full of carbohydrates is dooming an adult or a child, because then it sends the brain chemistry into a tangent that you can't fix the rest of the day. You've kind of burnt your toast early in the morning, and you got to live with it the rest of the day. So starting it with high levels of protein and high levels of healthy fat and low carb, if you just do that alone, it's going to set the chemistry up for better focus. And then secondly, omega-3 fatty acids, half the brain is made of these oils, and most every ADD person is low. Thirdly is vitamin D, but the big one, here's the big one, and I really wish I'd brought the printed research for you, Dr. Green. When they compared this particular herb to Ritalin in a study, it was only about 82 people in the study, but it seemed to be set up very, very wisely. They found that saffron, the herb saffron, which is the most expensive herb that grows, and I think it's called Crocus sativarius, something like that botanically, but a certain milligram of that, which I speak about, gave almost equal results as the drug did.
So stimulant or non-stimulant?
It's a non-stimulant. It just allows focus. So saffron, S-A-F-F-R-O-N.
And for people who get brain fog, which is a lot of people, and we talk about that sometimes, it's a cousin of that, Lion's Mane or Focus R, Focus-R, two excellent products.
Well, thank you for, you have such a memory. I in fact, The Holistic Navigator, I did an interview with a good health professional on Lion's Mane and memory, and we sell, what I love about Nutrition World, what I love and why I come to work and excited every day is I enjoy connecting the dots of people. So what does that mean? That means they tell me their stories to a level that sometimes is probably more than I really want to hear, but I can listen and then learn from what they tell me. So I've had too many people tell me the Lion's Mane's made a significant difference in their recall and their focus and helping brain fog to a point, and it's totally safe. Lion's Mane is a type of mushroom and extremely safe. I value mushrooms as well as probably anything we sell in the store as far as being a powerful natural medicinal product.
And I'll say again, there is a, because it's a popular subject for immune support, Host Defense Immune Support is a very simple name, but that's another good product to add to your vitamin D and your garlic and C if you want to.
I love the fact you said that. I have a friend who his wife is going through some very aggressive chemo. She was all of a sudden out of the clear blue. It seemed like nothing's out of the clear blue, but it seemingly has a lymphoma. And her white blood count went to about zero, and you know what that means. I mean, that was means that she can't take treatment because it went down so far. And this guy was a friend of mine in the police department when I was a Chattanooga police officer. And I did for him what I do for many people, and I say, with your doctor's approval, I have seen that immune formula on the mushrooms raise white blood count. So he sends me the numbers every week. After 5 days, it had gone from practically zero, not significantly up, but about it went up to 2.5. Still not great, but that's from zero in 5 days. So I'm a huge fan of these things. Now, following the directions is going to be usually not going to be benefiting. You have to go up to what we call a therapeutic level, which is nearly six capsules a day instead of two. But if you have problems with that, talk to your doctor or health professional. And if you feel comfortable with it, the immune formula by Host Defense is amazing. I take it every day, but I only do about two pills a day. But when I did get COVID, I did up it to a large amount along with my other nutrients that I took with me on that Florida trip when I woke up with a cough that shook the bed from one wall to the other, it seemed.
And was that the manatee trip?
It was the manatee trip. I crawled in with the manatees, and it was quite the excitement. They are such sweet animals.
That's on my list to do. Never done that. So who knows, but I get to go down to Florida again sometime soon. I'm hoping DeSantis keeps the state open. Please, Governor DeSantis, remain strong, please, just for me.
Well, we do know that looking at some of the other countries that the Delta variant hit a couple months earlier than us, it has already seemed to have peaked and is heading down the other side. It seems that mutated viruses don't have quite the lifespan that the original virus has, but everything is different. And
well, more transmissible, so it's more of a rapid peak and decline.
Exactly. And with that, we're creating more herd immunity. There's positives to it, and there are less death rate from Delta than it was COVID.
And the sad thing is, there will be other variants.
Yes,
we need to learn how
yes.
to deal with this.
We need to learn, and we need to focus on the path of our own immune system. Now, I will say, Dr. Green, not everybody has wonderful health professionals like you and that are understand and will listen, because ivermectin to me, in combination with nutrients, we could have saved so many people in this country, and it's sad. Well, I want to be the guinea pig for everyone. So what do you do if you want ivermectin and you actually don't have a physician, or you have one who will not write it? What you do is you go, which I did. I got my prescription this week. America's Frontline Doctors. I don't have the website here in front of me, but if you need it, you can email me or call me. And I just go online. I paid $90 for the consultation on the Zoom. Got my prescription. It is not cheap. What does ivermectin cost a patient normally? Do you have any idea?
I can look it up for
because
you.
Because
we can bring that back on the next
segment. Yeah, let's do that because
But don't go to Tractor Supply, people. That's a paste made for horses. I mean, people are doing that, and that just needs to stop.
It has to. And you know what? I went and bought some about 9 months ago to look at it because I hope to be the person that can, you know, try look at things myself. Don't do that. There's no way to know the impurities. One. Two, you can't dose this correctly. There's no human way to take that horse product and dose it correctly.
And the dosing recommendations are changing periodically.
Yes.
So they just changed again. And so we're learning as we go. Because that's what we do in medicine. We realize, there's a better way to do this. It's not that we're totally wrong. We've just learned more. And that's the way medicine is. And that's okay to learn and change your mind, Dr. Fauci. It is okay to do that. Just explain why you're doing what you're doing and the science behind the decision. And I think everybody will be much more satisfied. We do that with ivermectin. We're very open-minded in our group with that. And it's not CHI's policy, but we read the studies and make our own decisions.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we got a couple more points we got to make before the show ends on all these topics. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with Dr. Green, and I got several points I want to make just to make sure we get all of this in today. Is my daughter, of course, you know, we all love our children to death, Katie Kuhlman. She is just blossoming with her videos that she's now doing on Facebook and NutritionW.com. She did the last one on how to make healthy muffins, and we have a person who does all the videos, Brian, amazing man, going to her house, and she's now done two or three from her home. She brought me these muffins, and what they are, will I say that they're absolutely drop dead delicious? No, but what they are is they're good, and they contain green vegetables. We are using not the Green Vibrance, but we're using another product at the Nutrition World that has the concentrated green magical substances that come from plant foods, and she blended them into this
vegetable muffin.
A vegetable muffin, and
Katie, I'll try one, but I'm not real hopeful.
I will say the only way to make them really good is you do need to heat them and probably put some organic butter, which is what I'm doing, or something on that. Now, I did also put, I mentioned earlier in the show, the apple butter from the Amish.
Oh,
and
so
you take,
good.
You take this muffin, and at the end of it, you've got tons of fiber, tons of greens, and if you do a good healthy fat, you've got the healthy fat. And I'm eating one of them every day, about 1:30, and I look very forward to it. So I want people to go to Facebook, Vital Health Radio, to see her video.
I have to say, I'm very angry with you right now. Now all I'm thinking about are those apple fritters and apple butter from the Apple Barn in Pigeon Forge. Thanks a lot.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
And now everybody else is. Welcome to my world.
I did post also on Facebook about a study with a medical study from a publication called Today's Practitioner. It was really interesting, talking about a 5-minute breath training and how it can lower blood pressure. And what do you do on this breath training? You can buy it from Amazon, one, and I can't remember the exact name, but you have to blow into it, and it requires force. It's building the lungs up. It's a resistant type of blowing.
It's like opposite to an incentive spirometer at the hospital.
Right, yes. And so they're not very expensive, and
text that to me when you find it.
I will. I will text it today, but it's a 5-minute breath training, and the study was really impressive of how it made people healthier in several regards, but the numbers that changed on blood pressure was pretty significant. Now, I do, and I posted.
That could also help some arrhythmias, by the way, if you're having certain supraventricular tachycardias,
yes,
and a forced resistance to expiration. That could actually help a few people.
I like that idea. And it can't hurt anyone. Now, I did a breath holding. I did post it temporarily on Facebook because my goal is, and I believe in breath holding supremely for assisting the body. In fact, there's a guy named Wim Hof. I've spoken to him many times. He's a he loves the cryogenic freezing cold water, but he also does breath holding, and he's shown himself to be like Superman because of this. Well, I did a 2-minute and 40-second under the water about 3 weeks ago. My goal is always 3 minutes, but I've gotten weak because I haven't done it. But no one needs to try to do that long unless they're nutty like me. But I just believe in breath holding.
And be careful in the water.
I had someone watch me in case I went under and did not come back up. That would not be my way to go. I want to get eaten by a bear, or at least something that has some bravery attached to it.
Or maybe in your Stearman or something.
That's right, the Stearman. I did post that yesterday too, when I was flying it by myself, holding the cell phone, and it was quite a good memory.
That's
to
awesome.
Recall that. You know what, Dr. Ian, that already does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio. It's presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. And we thank you for listening. And we'll be back here next Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, and Ed Jones from Nutrition World, have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.